You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 6, Episode 8, Tabula Rasa. Confident that he has taught Buffy everything she needs to know, Giles prepares to go back to England just as Willow casts a spell that causes everyone to forget who they are.
Oh, you should have written some synopsis for the Lost episode. That would have been hilarious.
That would have been awesome.
My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Stella Lirio.
And I'm Robin.
Yes!
Hi-ho!
Grax in the house.
Okay. It's Skarg. And can I say something?
Yes.
Part of me loves this episode a little bit more than Once More with Feeling.
Yay! Oh my gosh, you guys, are you for reals right now?
I want to tell you right now, there's so much in this episode that's stupid, but there's so much that's golden! Golden!
Oh God.
Golden! We have to talk about this right now. We have, no, we have...
hated this episode.
Oh!
Let's go.
Oh!
Yeah. I know, guys.
All right, just so you know, I have some trivia right off the bat here. Tabula Rasa is an episode of television on Buffy, Heroes, Lost, Stargate Atlantis, Criminal Minds, Justice, and Law and Order.
Wow.
How original.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right. So right off the bat, let's discuss Willow and Tara having their little tete-a-tete. And Tara's basically telling Willow, I think maybe we need to break up.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah.
You violated me with your mind. I don't like what you did. And you are being very selfish. You're
this
out
kind
of
control.
Confused
me. You know why? Is because this last episode, this episode, something's happening. Starting to like Tara, that means she's probably going to die soon.
Ooh!
Yes! It's like, yeah.
But see, okay, season four, season five, Tara would not have enough guts to stand up to.
No. And now that she has, we're like, all right, finally. Yeah. Tara's someone I can be like, oh, yeah, let's go. And now it's like, the second I start feeling for her, I know, guess what? She's probably going to die next week.
I didn't think of that. That would be fantastic. That would finally push. What if it's Willow that does it out of anger? And then she's a broken. She's broken. Yeah. Willow will be broken, and she will. She'll blame Spider-Man. I mean Buffy. And she will basically seek vengeance upon Buffy. Oh, please, 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 please.
The symbiote takes over. She just starts dancing the jazz.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this is like the best Freaky Friday type episode ever. Because they don't turn into each other. They completely forget who they are. And it isn't just a bunch of listless lumps sitting around going, I don't know who I am. Who are you? I don't know. Who are you? They try to figure it out.
And they just make assumptions.
And they make assumptions.
There's a lot of SOD that goes into this.
It's
and
so
I
good.
Totally understand that. 100%.
It's so good.
That. And when I say I hate this episode, it's better than me being indifferent because at least I can feel, right?
Oh.
So,
sorry.
Oh, man.
No, but like, there were so many eye rolls that I was doing, but not in like the, you got me eye roll. More like, really? I got to watch this, you know, right now? I fell asleep twice and I had to rewind it because there are parts I missed.
It wasn't
what?
Just
I know.
It wasn't just
What?
I could not stand this episode. I was just like, when is this over? There are good parts, yes, but it was so far-fetched. And again, I know that's part of the show, but it was just too much of it. It was an entire 43 minutes of like, the groaner.
Wow.
Yeah, you just watched an episode where they cast a spell and everybody, it turned the whole town into a musical. And now
hey,
you're upset.
I know. I'm a walking contradiction. I love musicals and it was great. But this one just felt hammer over the head for 43 minutes. And I was like,
really?
Come on, guys.
Wow.
Come on.
The only thing I didn't like about this episode is I don't think Willow would be that careless and leave her giant bag of weed next to the fireplace.
There are parts where I'm like, okay, great. Willow left the bag there. Guess what? Some embers are going to fall onto it and everyone's going to lose their memory. And what happened? Boom.
Boom.
Like, oh, come on. Come on. And I was hoping that it would be like everybody in Willowdale. In Sunnydale. Willowdale's a... here in Toronto, but everybody.
I find your use of the term community quite interesting.
Going to Willowdale would make me complete.
Yeah, but I'm just, it's just,
yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I thought, great. Is everybody going to lose their memory?
I thought it was awesome. I loved it. I loved this episode. I love
the
Spike's
thing that
hat.
I love the most
I love his bow tie.
Is what happened between Willow and Tara. That was fantastic.
I love
like Willow,
everything.
She couldn't even wait a week? Come on.
She's addicted, man. She's addicted.
She's like, it wasn't
Listen,
even 15
you live
minutes.
In Toronto. Your mayor can't stay off the crack pipe for 2 days. Right?
Yeah, who are you to talk?
Kim?
You got me there.
Like, the girl couldn't even get dressed by herself, for Christ's sake. I mean, hey, she's that hooked on the magic.
Glass houses. Who here would not do that?
I would do that in a heartbeat.
I'm still trying to get that done.
But if you just, literally, if you just had a conversation with your supposed person you love so much, that you can't get off the magic pipe for 7 days.
No, yeah, she can't. She can't.
She's hooked on the smack, man.
She's too far gone. She's beyond the point of no return, and that's a big part of this episode. Mm-hmm. As much as I love the funny, as much as I loved everything else, the most important part of this episode is Willow is so far gone that her only alternative is to become evil.
Yeah, but what's easier to just like, you know, go for a week for everybody's sake, or you know, to make yourself look good in person's eyes, or just make her forget about it?
Exactly. But the thing is, like, she can do the same thing next week. Oh well, I can practice my forget 'em spell again. Like I
forget
remember 'em? This time.
Forget 'em spell. I love it.
Forget a kiss.
It is forget
a kiss. In the back in the drawer this time. Like it's just I totally get it. I totally understand. But
I love that
just
they're
like,
playing,
come on.
I love that they're playing with this metaphor so much that you know, Willow literally goes into what looks like a liquor cabinet to get her stash out.
Yeah.
It's not beer bad, it spells bad.
She's selfish. And she's taking shortcuts, and she's the fucking worst.
And I hate it, in quotations, because I really like it, because, again, I'm getting a reaction out of it, because Willow's been everyone's favorite, or I'd say the majority of people's favorite. I don't know. I want to say that she's been a favorite from the beginning, and now that she's doing something bad, I think is great for her. And I don't like it. I'm not supposed to, right?
What happened? What happened to her? Like, you think it's just magic that, you know, corrupted her?
Yes.
Magic, easiness.
It's an easy out, and I think she just wants to learn as much as she can, you know, because she's such a student of everything that she puts her mind to. She was like a really good student in high school, and now and now that they're in college, and now she's really diving into the witch thing. So I think she wants to learn as much, but she's not thinking of the consequences.
I think it has something to do with the fact that she was such a nerd And with being a nerd comes, you know, feeling out of place and feeling like a loser. And magic is her thing, man. Magic is her thing, and she can be all powerful. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Can we back up?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
To how does it start off?
Spike and Buffy in the graveyard.
Yeah. And apparently, it's super cold because Buffy is wearing the heaviest turtleneck with matching cardi ever.
Yep.
And Cable she's net. Really, really fighting this. She's really in denial about this whole kissing Spike business.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad she didn't like it. for the first 40 minutes.
Yeah. I had a note for this scene. I wrote down, Slayer's lost her edge. I mean, any other time vampires come up to her in a graveyard, she takes the vampires out. Here she's like chatting with the guys, mm-hmm. you know, and like, oh, Spike and his bronies, I'm not going to just go out and stake them, even though they're a threat. Just saved herself a lot of trouble if she just did her job in the first scene rather than, I don't know, cover Spike's butt, I guess. I don't know.
And we get the villain. I have to, please, I need to say this because this is me admitting I'm probably the dumbest person alive. So all I could think of was like, what is the worst costume ever? Who's that guy with the shark head? It took me forever to realize that he was a lone shark.
But it's awesome. It's the greatest.
Is it awesome?
Yeah, I mean, this episode was written by Robin Bird, right?
It's not awesome. Not even in a little bit.
It's not awesome at all?
No.
It's a really terrible...
Xena Warrior Princess had better. Oh, and that was bad. Oh my god, so stupid.
And is there a payoff to this cat currency that they use?
I don't know.
Well, it's
like I can't ask.
Part of the entire myth arc.
Sorry.
Is it
the rest of the series? So.
Is it just because it's funny? No,
you know what's funny though. What's funny is bunnies.
Bunnies.
Yeah.
Bunnies. When that first bunny popped up, I died. That was actually really funny.
Yeah. Every single Anya and Giles thing made me super happy.
All of them?
Golden.
Everything.
Even the
Janya
kiss?
The Janya kiss was fantastic.
It was unsettling.
She was finally with a man. A real man.
I love that kiss.
Not a boy. Not a man child.
No.
I loved it.
It was great.
I think Janya. I laughed out loud at like the alternate names that everyone.
Oh my god!
I couldn't stop laughing at that.
The best part was when what's her face, who we know her name because she wears a stupid necklace.
When Dawn screamed,
"Dawn,
Alex!"
Which is funny because Xander. I mean, really, what a. I mean, really? It's like Topher.
Alex!
Of course it's like Topher.
Randy!
Randy Giles.
Randy Giles.
Oh, God.
Everything about this was great. I don't know what's wrong with you people. It was awesome.
Oh, I love this episode. That's why I had to be on. Giles realizing he's British, and then Spike.
I know.
British, and then realizing he's British as well.
Yeah.
And just, automatically they thought they were related. Come on. It was pretty funny. And I love that when he looked inside his jacket, the name Randy was there. So random. But that, it was funny.
Yeah.
It was. Eye-rollingly funny.
Yeah. The fact that Buffy and Dawn realize they're sisters pissed me off.
Oh, that made me want to vomit.
that was like, no, you're not. Stop it.
She's naturally drawn towards her.
You're not a real girl.
And then they started arguing.
They're like, we must be sisters. Hugs. Ugh. Just scratch my eyeballs at that moment.
Agreed. I did not like that.
Anything with Dawn, honestly, I don't think I've had such a reaction to lately. It's just, she drives me bonkers.
All of the being completely incompetent around vampires, all the screeching and all the panic was glorious. It was fantastic.
Oh God, when they open the door,
Randy comes back and he has all these stakes. He's like, I brought these, and Buffy doesn't know how to hold it. Come on.
There's that one high-pitched scream Xander does, and then he does those like crazy wiggly like Kermit arms.
Mm-hmm.
Made me laugh so hard.
Yeah,
I absolutely love fantastic.
That Giles's latest attitude towards Spike is just that, how he just has such disdain and contempt for him, and then they assume that they're father son.
Yep.
Well,
which is great.
I think Giles thought he was his older brother first.
Yeah. Well, he probably wanted to think he was his older brother.
Spike doesn't know he's a vampire.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the greatest thing ever said in an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
What?
The saving thing. It for your quote.
Yes.
No.
Yes, actually, that should be Robin's quote.
What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
There's so many really? Great things.
Really? When Spike is explaining to Buffy why potentially he's a good vampire.
Oh.
And the whole thing he says.
Sons of bitches.
That was the greatest thing ever. It was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was great.
I have it in my notes here.
Yeah.
And then it's again, called she says it's lame. That's lame.
Yeah, it is. Bastards. It is lame.
No, it's not. It's awesome.
It's terrible. It's lame.
That's
it's
a real lame. Hero.
For
Spike.
Again, a lot of SOD in this episode because there are a lot of references. I was like, how would they know that? How would Spike know what Mary Poppins is? You know what I mean? Like, those are the type of, and again, I was like, SOD, Kim, it doesn't mean anything. Just because let it go and enjoy the episode.
They just forgot who they were. They didn't forget everything. They just forgot their identity.
Xander forgot a movie.
Yeah, they remember it later.
Okay, wait, what?
Xander forgot a movie. And then
subsequently remembered it.
I so many quotes for the end of the show, so.
Yeah.
All the
Why doesn't Buffy have a driver's license? Didn't she have?
Because she's a terrible driver. Did she even have one?
Did she have a driver's license?
Well, didn't well,
so?
I don't think she ever got it. She took the class.
She was the worst driver
ever.
She was
awful.
I think that's right.
I don't think anyone would pass her at the DMV.
Clearly, Tara doesn't have a driver's license either.
Ugh, Tara.
And they didn't reveal her last name. Was that like a thing that something? Not like we care. Tara. Everyone was saying their full name, and she's like, I'm Tara. I go to the university.
Isn't her last name Hillbilly?
No, it's McClay.
McClay or Clay?
McClay from the Clan McClay.
McClay from the Clan McClay? There can be only one?
There can be only one McClay.
But at least she had the balls to get out of a crappy relationship.
Yes.
This is the one time I'm going to defend Tara. The one fucking time.
Let me tell you, man.
I'm so happy she broke up with Willow.
And the way Willow did not even understand how horrible she was being to her partner, her life partner. Oh, my God.
Disappointing.
Oh, my God.
So disappointing.
And she gonna die.
She's the worst. And then she's trying to pull all that like spoiled little kid things. Like when they do something bad and they're trying to smooth it over with, but I love you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, baby.
I'm sorry, baby. Bullshit. Bullshit. Manipulator. I'm happy they fucking broke up. Yay, Tara.
Yay, Tara.
Ringtone. And here's a ringtone for you.
Oh, and fuck Dawn for being upset at Tara at the end.
I know. It's like a mommy daddy thing going on there. She's just like, I hate you for making her leave.
I hate it when mommy and daddy fight.
I hate you for leaving my mommy. God.
Teenagers.
Yeah. So I loved them forgetting who they were. I loved them trying to piece it together. I loved everything Anya and Giles, especially the kiss. I loved Spike making. I loved Buffy the Vampire Slayer making fun of Angel. I loved Tara sticking up for herself. I loved Willow being in complete and utter despair, being despondent at the end. I can't wait. Can't wait for her to start working on her evil laugh.
Can I say what I love? One thing I love.
Yeah.
Michelle Branch. That's who I love.
Oh, is that who was singing there?
Her album was the soundtrack of my youth.
That I couldn't stand that song?
Really? I love Michelle Branch.
Yeah. I love that song.
Don't know who that is.
And it's like actually a pretty good live version that they do on the show there.
Yeah.
This is actually kind of different.
So I was like, hey, look, there's people singing at the Browns. Is this season two?
I've sung that at the end of karaoke night before to be like,
what haven't you sung at karaoke night, Robin? From these shows. Haven't you sung everything? Let's be fair. You host karaoke night, don't you?
I do host karaoke. Uh-huh. I'm just saying that's a way that I usually sing the closing song.
Okay.
And sometimes it's closing time.
Don't do that. You don't do closing time, do you?
A couple levels deeper, and I go, Goodbye to You by Michelle Branch.
Okay.
Well, I have a question, because that was like the breakup song back in the day. So was that song kind of like the say something of 2001? Yes. I mean, I had to be. Yes. I mean, I vaguely remember myself probably driving around in my Ford Escort at the time, boohooing.
I can't believe you had a Ford Escort.
Song.
Stupid car.
I think I liked Michelle Branch so much because she was the anti-Britney, the anti, like, those pop princesses.
She was poppy, but she could play guitar, you know? I like
she
that.
Could really sing.
Yeah, she could sing.
Yeah. And I don't get me wrong, I loved all those pop princesses, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Michelle Branch.
Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot she was in this episode too. It totally surprised me. I was like, oh yeah, oh, Goodbye to You.
That saved me from giving this episode a zero.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Come on.
Kidding.
Man, so harsh. So harsh.
Wow. Jeez, and it took me 4 sittings to get through the whole thing, and I'm not even going to give
4 sittings? Jeez Louise. What? It's not Gewaltefisch. It's a really good episode.
I didn't like it.
Wait, you didn't like this episode either?
No. That's why I was so happy that Kimber,
I think we need to reboot Gabby Bot.
The only one that was not going to like it.
It's time for reboot.
There are some good things about it, so I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
But
Some parts were super funny.
I liked that Tara and Willow still had a connection, even mm-hmm. though they assumed that Willow was with Xander.
Yes, they were both citizens of the island of Lesbos.
Guys, how could you hate an episode where Giles fights a skeleton? Come on.
It's also an episode where Giles goes away. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not okay with that. I'm not going
to
lie.
He needs to. Buffy needs to do her own thing, man.
But what I'm okay with is some smooching action that happens at the end of the episode.
Smoochy at the end.
Ron's making out.
Well, they kind of forced
that
on it.
Stuck in each other's face hard.
Mm. They needed a ring.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm mostly enthusiastic because I know how much Kim hated it. So I'm like just egging her on, I think.
And once more feeling in their duet, they both say, "I wish I could stay." So I was like, "Great, great, they're both going to leave now." I didn't think it'd be the next episode, but they're both gone. They both be gone, you know?
Well, hey. I mean, it's no great mystery that I have issues with alternate reality kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, so when everybody was forgetful, yeah, there was some funny stuff and the making up the names and that was kind of cute and everything, but yeah, I had a problem with that whole part. Like, I like the bookends, mm-hmm. not the stuff in the middle.
Not the meat.
Oh, I 100% agree with you guys.
I like
the pieces of bread in my sandwich, but not the stuff in the middle.
Well,
I can't stand the bread, which is why I don't eat sandwiches anymore. Carbs are demonic anyway. So there you go.
Look, this is one of those storylines that every genre show does. You know, kind mm-hmm. of like. You know, it's just you've seen every show do this, and in its own
amnesia.
Way.
Yeah, because it's usually like one or maybe two characters at most, not the entire cast, right?
Yeah.
Not that it makes a difference, but man, I was struggling hard to get over the SOD.
Oh.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough.
I don't get it. I thought we'd all be raving. Anyway,
okay.
It's only been 4 years. It's not like I have. It's not like I've had time to be able to anticipate what people's likes and dislikes are.
Another thing that I like that is a callback to the good old days is when Joan makes a steak out of the box.
Yeah,
Joan.
Because I mean, Buffy did that like in season 2. That was something from the good old days.
Like, what does it say about Buffy that she picks one of the most boring names in the world? No offense to the Jones of the world.
Because it's the exact opposite of Buffy.
Exactly.
I was worried she was going to say Anne.
Well, yeah. Actually, I read a piece of trivia that Anne, who was Lily / Chanterelle, her original name was Joan. So it's funny that kind of switched around somehow.
But isn't Anne Buffy's middle name anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before she was Chanterelle, she was Joan, her original name?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Now, I could be wrong. I just read that on the internet.
Mm-hmm. The internet's always right.
I didn't fact check. Also, the neighborhood that Joan and Randy are walking around in is the same neighborhood yet set from Desperate Housewives, uses later, but was also used in the film The Burbs, one of the greatest films.
Ooh, ever. I love that movie.
The Burbs is awesome. George Wendt actually acting.
I think the Jays just won, guys.
Oh. Sports ball. I got a couple bits of audio feedback to play for us here. Let's listen to what Moira has to say about this episode.
Moira.
Isn't she in England?
It's so weird how she got a voicemail after this podcast.
Shut up.
Okay, so I just finished watching Tabula Rasa, which of course is Latin for clean slate. In this one, we see Jack trying desperately to save the Marshall's life. And meanwhile, in flashbacks, we find out all about Kate's backstory, and we find out that she was actually a fugitive. Oh, wait. hold on. Wait a minute. I think I was confused there. This isn't about Lost, is it? This is Buffy. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I got totally confused. I don't know what happened. That was so strange. So, wait. All right. This is the very sad Buffy episode where Willow cannot help herself and she just has to do yet another silly spell, and so Tara has to leave her, and I'm glad, actually, because think of all the wishes of the potentials that are going to come true. People have been wanting Tara to disappear from the series for ages, right? Especially Kimberly. So you're going to get your wish. So granted, you have to trade off here, Kimberly. You get your positive thing that Tara is leaving, but on the downside, more face kissing with Buffy and Spike. So I guess Joss Whedon was not willing to grant you all your wishes. He's going to make you pay. You have to pay for having Tara leave by putting up with a Buffy-Spike connection. So sorry. But actually, in all seriousness, sad to see Giles go. I really will miss him. So I guess this is for realsies, right? He's really leaving. Oh, wow. Anyway, this was kind of, you know, a bit of a Debbie Downer episode. But on the other hand, it was pushing the plot forward. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens next. And especially, I agree with you guys, Willow is going to be the big bad in this one, in this season. I mean, she is going to a bad, bad, bad place. And she just does not seem able to help herself. She is addicted to her magic and her power. And so nothing good will come of this. Nothing. Nothing good. All right. Till next time. Bye.
Thank you, Moira.
Bye.
So happy that you were able to find some time in your already busy schedule to send us feedback. It really clearly shows your dedication to our humble little podcast.
To our show.
Yeah, way to go, Moira.
We have a phone call from...
It's obviously very... It's just a lost... It's a very late lost feedback.
Yeah, for the lost initiative.
Yes.
Yeah. TLA, baby, represent. Here is Paul Mackey.
Jack Attack.
I think.
Jack Attack.
Yeah.
My favorite meme.
Come on, Paul Mackey. I double clicked. So, yeah, is this, as Moira said, the price that we have to pay for Tara leaving? Who thinks Tara's gone?
I don't think she's gone yet. She's got to die still.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm thinking too.
You get back here so you can die.
She's finally sticking up for herself.
You know, Giles, I think, is leaving, but he'll be back. Where I feel Tara's going to die.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because everyone's starting to feel for her. You know what I mean? Everyone's changed. Well, let me just not say that. Because some people like her, but I'm saying that she's changing, you know? And in a positive way. Because she hasn't always been shown in the most positive light, I don't think. She's been very passive, and you know, now she's standing up for herself. Guess what? You get a backbone, you're gonna die.
Hey, I think I have Paul's message here.
Hi there. My name is Paul Mackey. This podcast you guys have started seems like a pretty neat idea. You know, taking a veteran fan and watching a TV series with others who are watching it for the first time. Yeah, I bet people could take this concept and do it for other shows too. Yeah, I might even try one myself someday. Or I could be a guest on your show. You know, I like Buffy an awful lot. One of my favorite episodes is the one where... No, wait. You haven't watched that far yet. I sure wouldn't want to spoil any of you. Anyways, I just wanted to say your show sounds pretty interesting. If you keep at it, you're bound to get a lot of listeners. Again, this has been Paul Mackey calling from, well, we call it the freezer room. It's not always cold. It's just full of metal racking and stuff. But anyways... keep it up. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Paul. If that is, in fact, who you are. Awesome.
You get it, guys? You get it?
I think I got it.
See, he
lost his memory for a while.
What?
Get it?
Oh, yeah. Rachel writes an email. This episode is either the saddest funny episode or the funniest sad episode ever. And like the 1-2 punch of surprise innocence or pang something blue hush, I can't count. The 1-2 punch of Once More With Feeling and Tabula Rasa is just great TV. So much is happening in this episode, and with Once More With Feeling, it sets up the rest of the season quite nicely. To sum up, Willow is messed up. Buffy is really messed up. Xander and Anya are trying not to be messed up. Dawn is a bratty kid with some issues that make her messed up. Giles and Tara are escaping being messed up by leaving. I would feel worse for Tara, but did you see her hair this episode? I mean, the dress in Once More With Feeling was pretty awful, but this hair? Unforgivable.
It was awful.
The good stuff? I could watch Rupert and Enya making out all day long. I will sail this ship forever. Hear, hear! Testify, no. Sister! Testify, sister! Yes, yes! A shout back to Vamp Willow. I miss Vamp Willow. Randy Giles has some good lines. Some very good lines. Joan is happy to find out that she is a superhero and takes on the leadership role so cheerfully, unlike her sulky doppelganger, Buffy. Sigh. And I am sure that many will point this out, but Spike's clothes and being referred to as Giles' son, plus the shark on land, are all referencing Restless. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode, as you kind of need to embrace the comedy of these last two episodes for a little while. Great podcasting as always. Yeah. I just listened to your Once More With Feeling commentary. I can't wait for the podcast proper. Cheers.
Thank you, Rachel, for bringing up those things that I knew but had completely forgotten about.
Missy writes, "Hi, guys. Although quotes appear, they're just headings for my talking points regarding this episode. But I will never kiss you, Spike. Never touch you. Ever, ever again. Buffy mixed messages aren't helpful to a hopeless romantic. You can't tell Spike he'll never kiss or touch him and then almost immediately save his life and then smooch him later on. Time is what turns kittens into cats. The literal loan shark is amazing! LOL. You can just imagine that he was human once and crossed someone he shouldn't have, hence his sharky human appearance. And every time kitten poker is mentioned, I laugh. Go a week and then we'll see. Well, Tara has some balls. It's magic or love, Willow. Unfortunately, Willow chooses magic, and it's absolutely heartbreaking to watch Tara leave. You know she doesn't want to, but if Willow needs that wake-up call, it's what she'll get. Leeds Bramble is back! I'm heading back to England. Good Lord, Giles, worst timing ever! Though I fully understand that you want Buffy to stand alone, be a grown-up, make decisions and stuff, just bad timing!
Yeah, she just woke up from... she was dead. She's back.
I'm Willow Rosenberg. Padding.
Yes, but as the mother of a nearly 16-year-old, I'm in this same exact position.
Well, yeah.
One hand, I want to fix peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for breakfast every day of my life because I don't want my child to have to do anything. But then again, if I fix peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every day of my life, she will never fix peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for herself.
Just saying.
There's the rub.
I'm Willow Rosenberg. Hi, Willow, funny name. Not the funniest name from the list. Umad. Joan. Enya. Alex. Randy. Tara. Rupert. And Willow. I personally think Umad or Enya win the funny name contest.
She mispronounced her name on purpose.
I don't know.
She said Anya. I'm sure she said Anya.
No, she said like Anya.
Yeah, I heard Anya. And she also called Rupert Rupee.
Oh, I know.
Tell me about
Thanks,
it.
Robin.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Oh, is that the quote?
Come on, folks.
Sorry.
We witnessed some pretty hilarious unconscious recoupling in this episode. Thanks, Chris and Gwyneth.
Yeah.
Spike is Giles' son, Willow and Xander are together, and Giles and Anya are engaged, laugh my ass off. I love the King Ralph reference. And then the episode ends with Miss Michelle Branch and her beautiful song, Goodbye to You, and a montage that rivals passion in its sadness. I love this episode. It's one of my most watched. It's funny, silly, scary, adorable, and upsetting. This is the turning point in the season. Things only get more messy. From Simone. Simone! Why are you telling us things get more messy?
I know. It was good to get it was like the funny for a while, since it's not gonna be funny for a while. Hey! Spoilers.
We have an email here from John from Northern Kentucky.
Bad.
Yay!
An email from John from Northern Kentucky. Saw that you were doing a show. I'm just writing to say I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too, John. Love you, John.
Why does Miss you and the family.
Loves his feedback. Intro to X.
He does. He sends it feedback every week.
He never says he loves us.
Well, that's because we have Brad read his emails.
It's implied.
Ian is our last emailer. Excuse me.
Emer's fine.
What is it here? Oh, yeah. There we go. There we go. I feel better now. Woo! Time to reset. Every time I need to like get pumped up, it's all. So, Tabula Rasa, another cool episode. This is from Ian. The end of this always kills me. I'm so heartbroken seeing Willow on the floor. At the same time, though, I'm so upset with her for how she behaved. I also really like the end song. It fits the imagery so well. As for the rest of the episode, it's a cool comedic ride and play on the memory wipe. Although we don't get Gillo, but we get something better. Gaia.
No.
Or Jaya.
I mean, Jaya.
Sure, I've got more to say, but it's late here. Enjoying where you go from here, Ian.
Aww.
Thank you, Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Wrong, Ian.
From here.
Feedback, Facebook feedback.
Facebook feedback. Go, guys, go.
Okay, let me ask you this. T.O. Robin says, I was expecting the other picture, you know, the more used one, but this one is great, too. Does he mean the one when the Scoobies open the door to the vamp?
I'm assuming, because that's used, that's pretty popular image.
Mm-hmm. All right. I will Julia. Say that. Julia says, love all the memory loss shenanigans. Anya Giles is adorable and kind of creepy. Spike and Giles as father and son leads to great quotes. And that song always makes me cry, not because of the actual song, but because it reminds me of Willow crying. Mm-hmm. Vincent says, Randy Giles was, of course, foreshadowed and restless where Spike wore his costume for something very similar while on the swing set with Giles and Buffy. With Giles in Buffy's dream. Spike, Giles here is going to teach me to be a watcher. Says I got the stuff. Giles says, Spike's like a son to me. Paul Mackey says, just when you thought it was safe to forget about Restless. Also from the swing scene, Xander, you gotta have something. Gotta be with moving forward. Buffy says, like a shark. Xander says, like a shark with feet and much less fins. Spike says, and on land. Okay. Rachel says, best finishing musical montage of the entire series, in my opinion. I cry every time I hear that song. Jen says, this is probably my favorite episode of the entire series. I love the Giles Anya stuff, Randy Giles, Buffy picking her name to be Joan, and how she still looks out for Dawn. Plus, the callback to Willow Xander and then figuring out she's gay. I don't always like when the characters get to be outside their normal personas on long-running shows, but this episode is hilarious and heartbreaking all at the same time. Ashley says, this is not only one of the funniest episodes of the series, but it also has one of the most depressing endings in the series. For this episode, it is Willow who shall go into the corner with a dunce cap on her head. She didn't even last 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Tara standing up for herself shows the growth in her character from season 4. Her comparing Willow to Glory is not only scary to think about, but shows the traumatic both violations, how traumatic both violations are to her.
That was Daddy, so great.
Yeah, Daddy Giles leaves, foreshadowing about Spike being in the brown suit as Giles' son and Restless is probably even longer than the foreshadowing of Dawn's arrival, which was in the season 3 finale. The famous Scooby scream, who now ships Giles and Anya? Bunnies, that's who. I always found it interesting that Xander and Anya don't even know. Xander and Anya don't even show on each other's radar. Nice callback to Doppelgangland, Willow thinking she's gay, poor Buffy feeling like her whole world is coming apart. So when Willow's spell makes her forget, we see her so happy and ecstatic as a sister and superhero, with the latter something she never really felt. This episode not only makes the Scoobies forget their pain, it makes the audience forget as well. So when the spell is broken and the memories and pain come back, it hits that much harder. And not only the Scoobies, but the fans
as well. Don rejecting Tara's goodbye hug reminds me of a child whose parents are separating and not understanding why, therefore automatically resenting one who leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley also says, coming up for the Scooby Gang, will Willow sit in the bathroom forever? Will Anya begin to receive erotic love letters from Giles? Is Ralph really that funny? Is Buffy going to officially change her name to Joan? Is Gabby celebrating getting her wish that Tara is gone, even if it sans death? Find out next time on Joan, I mean Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Chris says, welcome to the Nancy tribe.
I could take over if you'd like.
Yes, horse.
Are you a bad horse? Val said, love this episode of Pieces, except for the loan shark. Really? It's a top five ranking in the whole series for me, and one of the eps I've seen the most times. So damn funny throughout and heartbreaking at the end, except just when you thought it was safe. We had to see Buffy and Spike making out of the bronze. No. I totally didn't expect to see that since just a couple of minutes ago, she gives him a really cold shoulder at the bar. What mm-hmm. the hell, Buffy? I fully expect Kim groaning and going, no, when she saw that scene, just like at the end of Once More with Feeling. You're still with us, right, Kim? One of my favorite Tara scenes in the whole series is her smackdown of Willow. Loved it. She may not have the best acting chops, but I thought Amber's acting was pretty good with this meatier dialogue she finally has been given here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has been referred to as the moment that Tara found her backbone.
Mm-hmm.
But what's disturbing during the smackdown is that Willow didn't even seem to care or understand fully that what she did to her was really effed up. And that's evident with her doing yet another mind wipe on Tara again, and now to Buffy also.
Mm.
Hate to say it again, but oh no, you didn't, Willow! Oh, Giles, please don't leave. What rotten timing. The Scoobies really need you now, and so does the audience. Oh, damn. Giles got the crappy middle seat on the long-ass flight. Excuse you for leaving.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. Come on, come back. 10 out of 10. Hilarious group screams. P.S. I loved Buffy's white sweater in the opening scene.
Wow.
Gabby did it.
Yeah, how about her leather bathrobe later on?
Yeah, that's just weird.
Gabby's haircut says, Bob the Great
callback.
Love you, Gabby. One of my favorite mm-hmm. episodes of the series, both really funny and one of the most tragic episodes. I much prefer Tara in season 6 over the insecure Tara of season 5. And it's nice to see what does and doesn't change with the loss of memory. Love Anya and Giles running the magic box. You Mad is still really annoying. And Randy Giles is hilarious. And I love the speech about being a noble vampire. At the end, Tara and Willow break up and Giles leaves, which I have a major problem with. Oh, well, at least things are working out for those crazy kids, Buffy and Spike. Dylan says, a loan shark? Really?
Really?
Candygram.
Ashley contributes more. She says, I love Teeth, the loan shark. His name is Teeth? I didn't know that.
I think his name was Teeth.
God. Even worse.
Is hilariously corny, and he says one of my favorite lines in the whole episode. And we already said it, so I'll say it. Time is what turns kittens into cats. Hope that wasn't anyone's quote. He also says dreams and goals. Who doesn't love a demon that wants a house and pool in Bel Air? Just like Will Smith. Illyrio, do you want to read Rob's?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to get some music queued up for later, and it's not working out. Sorry.
Rob says, wicked Willow's witful mind wipe, witchery warns Tara's wrath. Natasha says, it's a good episode. Funny, moving, with a beautiful, haunting musical number at the end. But what the heck did they do to Tara's hair? Why? Why? She did not deserve it. No one deserves this. it's a fun idea and well executed. Oh, Paul writes, it's a fun idea and well executed for the most part, but it does seem to run out of steam halfway through, only to get back to the point in the last few minutes. I totally agree. I wonder how many copies of her album Michelle Branch sold off the back of this appearance. I know I bought one. And so did every Buffy fan I knew back then. Oh, geez. Okay. Love Rich it. Writes, this is one of my top 10. This one's in my top 10, which is crazy because the one before it, excuse me, is as well. And people talk shit about season 6. Blah! Probably the best back-to-back episodes in the series as a whole. The first 40 minutes couldn't be the funniest 40 minutes of the show. Let's try English, Kimberly. The first 40 minutes could be the funniest 40 minutes of the show, followed by 3 of the saddest minutes I've ever seen. By the way, it's like impossible to find this rendition of Michelle Branch's song as an MP3. It's so much better than the other versions of the songs by mile.
Please, if anybody has that, send it in and they'll forward it to me or to all of us because I'd like it. I'm sure somebody's got it.
Giles leaving makes me cry. Willow crying makes me cry. Even Dawn being the typical teen being mad at Tara for leaving makes me cry. I really feel for Buffy here. She feels like she's losing her humanity going through the motions. Okay, I won't sing it. And like she said in the previous episode, she just wants to feel. I won't sing that as well. So she turns to Spike, who is making her feel things are rubbing up against her leg in the corner of the bronze. So depressed. That you turn to someone you despise in every existence just so you don't feel completely alone in the world. Everybody ends up sad in the end of the episode, except for Spike and Buffy. So I actually think that Buffy's doing shows that she's the saddest of them all.
Ooh.
She's cutting herself with spikes.
Patron says, I love this episode so much. It's funny and extremely depressing. It's a really amazing follow-up to Once More with Feeling. Val says again, did anyone realize that the 3 episodes Tara and Willow have an argument, something always happens to Tara's mind? Tough love. Glory mind sucks Tara all the way. Willow mind sucks, mind wipes Tara. Tabula rasa, even though Tara's the one who's mad, Tara mind wipes for a second time, including the rest of the Scoobies. In conclusion, don't fight with Willow. And I agree with Rich. For me, Once More with Feeling and Tabula Rasa are my favorite 1-2 punch of the series. Dare I say even better than Surprise and Innocent? Oh, no, you dare not. I do not agree. Anyways, but Once More with Feeling and Tabula Rasa are also pretty close to Something Blue and Hush.
Actually, she wrote TB. I think she meant Once More with Feeling and Tuberculosis. Bob DeGrand says, for whatever it's worth, the Buffy Phenomenon website surveyed tens of thousands of fans and did all sorts of rankings, favorite season, episode, etc. They rated best and worst 2, 5, and 10 episode stretches, and Once More with Feeling, Tabula Rasa won best 2 episodes in a row. Michelle says, I absolutely love this episode. It's one of the reasons I'm a...
Michael.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Thank you. It's because I saw Shannon, and I immediately thought Shannon Sharp. And no, I didn't. So Michael Shannon says, I absolutely love this episode. It's one of the reasons I'm going to start all over and skip one of the words you wrote in there, Michelle. Michael Shannon says,
still Michael.
I absolutely love this episode. It's one of the reasons I'm a fan of the latter over earlier seasons of Buffy.
That's right.
You get it. Oh, I know, it actually makes sense. It's one of the reasons I'm one of the fans of the latter over earlier seasons of Buffy. Jeez Louise, I dropped the wrong word earlier. The characters have developed so much by this point, the show can give you a real gut punch and be brought back down after a fun romp of an episode. Ray says, I don't know if this is normal or not, but I like this episode even better than What's More with Feeling. It seems to me like they repeated or reiterated a lot of the same storylines in case some people didn't watch it because it was a musical. They really reestablished all those same storylines. I think this is one of the funniest episodes of the whole series.
Did you guys notice on the previously on that, like, all the reminders of what's been going on in Buffy had nothing to do with the musical and
no
musical stuff? Yeah,
were they worried about backlash or did they get some backlash?
I don't know, but I mean, there were scenes from the musical, but it didn't actually, you didn't hear the music at all.
That's true.
It's funny.
I think this is one of the funniest episodes of the whole series. In a season that is so serious and depressing, I think it needed an episode with a lot of good laughs. I especially love the dig at Angel. Yes, yes, it was great.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Are any of the newbies shipping Giles, Anya after this one? Yeah!
Yeah! Yep.
I think what makes this episode, and perhaps the series as a whole, so special is the way it can change tones and totally nail whatever they try to do. This episode switches from very serious to zany and comedic and then turns back to serious for one of the more emotional endings the show has ever done. It's really amazing how they can switch between those tones and pull it off seemingly effortlessly. And Michelle Branch's Goodbye to You is the perfect song for that ending. It's one of my favorite episodes of the whole series. Teofilo Roque Rivas says, good thing that Giles got to his flight on time. Ashley says, wow, Tara has been mentally abused by her family, a hell god, and now her girlfriend. Dude, her life sucks. Grant says, no letdown. This is a great follow-up to a great episode. Nice 1-2 punch of episodes. Someone named Kim says, I did not like 75% of this episode. Michelle Branch saved it for me. Ashley responds with a shocked face. Dina says, one of my favorite episodes. Love Spike thinking he's Giles' son. And oh my god, the suit and the hat. The ending makes me sob. The song is beautiful and there's sadness all over. Where do we go from here? Rich says, I don't know if it's been brought up. But there was a bunch of foreshadowing and Restless to this episode. I need to rewatch Restless, I gotta say, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I need to rewatch Restless. Awesome. Hey, everyone, thanks for your feedback. Feel free to send us more feedback. You can call us. That's the sound of a phone. 270-40-BUFFY. That's the Potential Cast hotline.
Taking your calls now.
It's actually more of a lukewarm line than hotline. You want to know what's hot? What's hot is the Potential Cast Facebook group. That's facebook.com/group/potentialcast. Also, slightly warmish, the Potential Cast Twitter, at Potential Cast.
Really fantastic. Twitter?
Yeah, we're on Twitter. Yeah. You know what's really cold, though, is our Cafe Press store. But that's fine.
We have a store?
Yeah, we've had a store since the very early beginnings. Yeah.
Thank you.
We're coming up on our fourth anniversary soon. You want to send us something special for our anniversary? Go ahead and give us a call or send us a voicemail or send us an email, you know.
Nah.
When is this potential anniversary show coming?
June 17th is our fourth anniversary.
Ooh.
It's the 4 years since our first ever recording.
Then you will have gotten this episode.
Or episode release. It's either the anniversary of the first release or the anniversary of the first recording. It's one of those two.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, folks, we've had, I think, almost 100,000 downloads.
Wow.
So it's been a long journey with a lot of people downloading stuff. So thanks again for listening and for writing in and for sending voicemails and all that wonderful stuff. Unless we have any more points, I say we rate this sucker. What do you think?
Let's rate this bitch.
All right, Kimberly, woo! Go ahead and just be mean. Go.
No, I'm not going to be mean. I was going to be short and concise. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it 6.5 bunnies out of 10.
Hmm.
To the point. I think I've said as much as I want to say about this episode. I don't hate this episode. I didn't like a lot of it. But I understand the why was what it was. It just didn't sit with me well, and I was just like eye rolling. I'm like, come on, guys, really? But I get it. What's funny? 6.5 out of 10. Magical bunnies.
Gabe?
First, I was thinking about it, and I gave Once More With Feeling too many points, but we're moving on now. Because I liked this episode less than that. No, I'm not a fan of either, but I don't know. I guess long story short, this episode specifically is going to get 2 additional points than it could have,
yeah,
because of
The
Buffy
bronze!
And Spike making out at the bronze. Specifically, because remember, the bronze is one.
Yeah, life
before Buffy and Spike. And the second point is going to be Buffy and Spike making out. But, this is so hard because I really gave that.
I think that's what Buffy said, by the way.
Oh!
Yeah, I gave that too many points. Barf. I gave that way too many points because I had to force myself to watch that one, and I had to, it took me four sittings to get through this, not my favorite episode. Again, the good things about it was Willow getting a friggin' spine. One of the things
Tara
getting a spine. Willow is the worst. She's selfish and I can't stand her anymore. And I had more stuff to say and I can't remember. So whatever, I'm gonna give this 6 out of 10 weird jars of weird stuff.
Yeah, those jars were weird. I absolutely love this episode. The lone shark was corny, but I just kept saying candygram to myself. And then I would say flowers. And it was awesome. I don't understand the dislike. I understand it. But you know what? I loved it. I'm going to give this episode 8.5 cats out of 10. I loved it.
Oh, a half a cat? Eat.
It goes along with my half bunny, so.
Ew!
Half bunny, half cat. We'll call it George. And it'll water ski.
Robin, you want me to go ahead?
Let you I could just go. I love this episode. That's why I wanted to be on. I think it's a great bookend and a bookend for the first part of the season with the, you know, the musical being like the climax of that first part.
Hey, now.
And then a nice jumping off point for a season, for the rest of season 6, which I hope you guys enjoy.
There's more to the season?
Yeah, but I hear it's totally depressing. This was the end of the fun. it's according to other people. So much. So we'll see. Anyway, I'm trying not to spoil anything.
You should be wearing your shades, bro.
Yeah. I was about to say, Robin's about to slip and say something.
That's right, Artie.
Season. No. As much as I disapprove of some of the characters' choices, Buffy / Willow / Giles, I do appreciate all the great character stuff in here and the uncharacteristic stuff, especially in the middle. I'm going to give it 9 out of 10 snuggly wugglies.
Well, this episode encapsulates what I love about Buffy, because you do have the, you know, the typical storyline that you have in every genre show, but because the characters are so endearing and because the conflict is the tragic of the tragedy of the characters in the tragedy,
I think Stephanie lost her mind.
Steph broke.
Steph, are you broken?
I can't think of words. Words won't come to my brain right now. I
know. Hold on, hold on. Let me inspire you.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, yeah! Okay. I have to give it, I would give it 10 out of 10, but, and I know that the land shark was foreshadowed in Restless, and I think that's very cool, but the prosthetic on his head looked stupid. So
the ADR was terrible.
Yeah. So 9 out of 10. Oh shoot! What's my thing? Oh crap! I don't have one.
Make one up quick.
Shark fins.
Superheroes.
Yay. Right. Yay! That's good.
Okay.
Hey, that's what we thought.
Yay! And,
this is the part where I usually tell you how to reach us, but I already did that. So what we're going to do now is we're going to do quotes. Robin gets to go first.
I must be a noble vampire, a good guy, on a mission of redemption. I help the hopeless. I'm a vampire with a soul. A vampire with a soul. Oh my God, how lame is that?
Damn right. Gabby?
Hey, stay away from Randy!
Oh, that was fun. I love that so much.
Kim, do you have another one?
Let's see. Baru, baru, humble imagination. Was that right? Did I say it right?
I think so. Steph?
Baru, baru, humble imagination. Funny.
I've lost one. Who's it?
What? That's tragic.
Somebody go.
I'll go. Don't blame me. You're a snobby, snotty, thinks he's so great kind of jerk, and I feel compelled to take some vengeance on you.
Oh, you guys, come on.
Steph?
Groupie, I'm sorry.
Steph?
Hold on.
Steph?
I don't know. I'm lost.
Here, Steph is going to say, a little confused. I mean, I'm sweaty. I'm trapped. No memory. Cutting in a pipe from a vampire. And I think I'm kind of gay.
Bloody hell, sodding, blimey, shaggy, knickers, bullocks. Oh, God, I'm English.
There well, you go. Fantastic.
Aww. Randy Giles! Randy Giles!
That was the best.
Why did they just call me Horny Giles?
Horny Giles.
No wonder. What is it like? No wonder I don't like you.
Oh man. Oh, so much good stuff.
I've decided to simplify the whole thing. Me like Buffy. Buffy is alive. So me glad.
Those moments, I can't stand them.
What do you mean?
When Xander does dumb dumb caveman talk, I hate them every single time.
Fear bad.
Hey.
Fear bad is awesome. Hey, Robin, thanks for coming on the show. Where can people listen to you?
Redemption Cast at redemptioncast.com. We're on every week. We have been going through, we're in Angel Season 5 right now, just about wrapping things up. I can't believe it. We did this the same week we did the musical episode as you guys. No, that's on hiatus. I'm looking forward to getting back to that sometime around the next Batman and Superman movie comes out.
2016.
Until then, we'll be working through the X-Files week after week on IntroToX at IntroToX.com. We are in the middle of Season 4 right now, so we are catching right up to you guys.
Season 5, my favorite. Maybe.
I hope you guys like the rest of the season. I'm not on until probably like mid 7th season, so
it's all good.
I hope you guys like it.
Yeah, well, I'm liking it so far. I think we all are enjoying our time here. Hey, Steph, what's on the plate on our plates for next time?
Oh, what is it? It is next time is smashed. Is it smashed?
Smashed.
Smashed.
Or is it
right now? Smash.
And I heard we might have a British gentleman on the show with us for that.
I would like to hear from him again.
A representative of the Nancy tribe.
Yeah, so I can't wait for that. Hey, YouTube viewers, thanks for being there live with us. folks on the podcast, thanks to you as well. We are very appreciative of all of our listeners, especially the ones who are nice to us. So continue doing that, and we'll continue doing the show. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Namaste.
Jazz hands.
I made this.
Love.
recording Google Talk plugin in 3, 2, 1, record now. And are we ready to go live, everyone?
Yes.
Ready to go live, starting broadcast in 3, 2, 1. Kiss my grits.
Grits are delicious.
A lot of broads in this cast.
Who is it?
Mrs. Romulo, right?
Who is it?
Plumber.
Plumber? I didn't ask for a plumber. Who is it?
Telegram.
Oh, telegram, just a moment.
You can't tell me this woman was killed by falling out of a tree. What is it? Land shark. Cleverest species of them all. Oh, my God.
Plumber. You're that clever shark, aren't you?
Candy Graham.
Candy Graham, my foot. You get out of here before I call the police. You're the shark and you know it.
Wait, I'm only a dolphin, ma'am.
A dolphin? Well, okay.